NetSuite by Oracle brings accounting, finance, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce costs everywhere. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, September 30th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Just as the cost of putting gas in your car has started coming down, the price of insuring it has gotten a lot higher. And that has many drivers looking for ways to save money.
According to AAA, you should get at least 3 quotes from insurers before signing on to a policy. And there's a lot more discounts than people might think there are.
Coming up, our personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger will explain why car insurance premiums have risen so much, and she'll run through some of those discount opportunities. That's after the break.
NetSuite by Oracle brings accounting, finance, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce costs everywhere. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/wallstreet.
If you want to drive pretty much anywhere in the U.S., you've got to get insurance. But car insurance rates are costing on average 8.3% more now than they were a year ago. So what are some ways you can bring down your car insurance costs? Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger has been looking into it, and she joins me now. Hey, Veronica, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me, JR.
So, you know, Veronica, it's not unusual for insurance rates, and in this case, car insurance, to go up every year. But 8.3%? That seems like a lot. Why have these premiums risen so much in just one year?
It's a lot. So you've got inflation at play, but it's not just inflation. You have more Americans driving more miles again compared to the height of the pandemic. A lot of people went off the road during that time. Now people are back to their routines largely. So all of this has led to a higher rate of serious crashes, fender benders, and even road rage is jacking up the price.
Anything else that's pushing premiums higher?
There's things beyond your control, like your age and the type of car you have. But type of car, you do have some control over that, right? But a lot of the newer cars in general, the technology that's being used in those cars is a lot more expensive to repair. It's a lot. There might be supply chain delays on some of that technology, you know, whether it's a Tesla or some other kind of new model car, not necessarily an electric car. So that is jacking up people's prices. Also, there's higher rates of vandalism. More theft in general. And then also where you live plays a big part. So for example, drivers who live in an urban area, say Brooklyn, are going to pay more for car insurance than drivers who live in, say, upstate New York or upstate Vermont, for example. And that's because of things like crime and also potential for damage. And so if you live in one of these small towns, you're probably paying a lower premium than you are if you live in a big city.
All right, so let's talk about some ways that people can save money. A lot of people probably haven't reviewed their policies or coverage plans in a while. What should they look for there?
Well, you know, see what you need. You know, if you have, an older car, you might want to drop some of your coverage. So for example, before the pandemic, owners of older vehicles typically dropped collision and comprehensive coverage after about 6 years. Since the pandemic, that's changed a bit. Used vehicles, as you know, are so much more expensive. So owners may want to rethink the value of their car and also, you know, rethink what it would cost to repair it. And you might want to keep that coverage a little bit longer. But dropping some of that coverage can be a way to save. A good rule of thumb is to multiply your older car's insurance premium by 10. So if that number is more than the value of the car itself, collision or comprehensive coverage might not be worth it. And as you know, you can go to a place like Kelley Blue Book to check out the estimate for what your car would be resold for.
Yeah, sounds like there's some math to be done there. And you know, a big piece of the math when it comes to insurance is the deductible. Are there savings opportunities there?
You might want to consider raising your deductible, and that's the amount you pay for repairs before your insurance kicks in. So one option is, if you have a lower deductible, say $250, and a solid emergency fund, you can call your insurer to find out how much raising that deductible would reduce your rate. Someone I spoke to said, you know, they had a client who saved $480 a year on premiums by increasing their deductible from $500 to $2,500. That client opted for this because two of her adult sons were grown. They had their own car insurance, so she had less risk. Also, this client had about 6 months of expenses saved in an emergency fund. So if you're going to do this, financial planners say you generally want to have at least 3 months of expenses on hand, because if you do have to foot the bill for some of those repairs, you want to be able to, you know, pay that in cash, essentially. You don't want to put that money on your credit card.
Is it worth it for drivers to comparison shop for car insurance?
Yes. So according to AAA, you should get at least 3 quotes from insurers before signing on to a policy. And there's a lot more discounts than people might think there are. For example, you could get a good student discount if your young adult has grades of, you know, a B or better typically. There's discounts for people who don't drive that much, low mileage discounts. There's discounts for senior citizens in certain cases if you take a class. There's a lot of different programs out there that you can take advantage of. You just need to do a little research, make a few calls, and see what insurers might offer instead of what you already have.
Wait, did you say a good student discount? So doing well on your exams in school could help lower your parents' car insurance?
Right. It's kind of amazing, right? I spoke to a father from New Jersey, and he shaved about 5% off his insurance after taking advantage of his carrier's good student discount. And all he had to do was send his agent, insurance agent, a copy of his eldest daughter's grades twice a year. And most carriers that offer this good student discount require a B average or better. And so it's very possible to get that discount if you have that documentation.
All right, kids, you heard it here. Study up and do well in those exams.
That's right.
So what other kinds of discounts are out there?
Another discount is this away at school discount. And so when his same daughter started college this fall, he qualified for an away at school discount since she didn't have a car on campus. And that saved him about $157 a year.
You know, Veronica, we've heard about insurance companies that allow drivers to install a device in their car so the insurance company can track their driving habits. How does that work? And can it really help drivers save money?
Many of the major insurance companies have these programs where you put a small device in your car or use a smartphone app, and that tracks the behavior, your behavior on the road. And that can help you reduce premiums. Insurers like Progressive and Allstate and Nationwide and Farmers all have these programs that log behaviors such as hard braking and fast acceleration and idle time. Participation in some of these usage-based programs has grown, and it's continuing to grow because it helps people save money on their insurance if they're a safe driver. That's the whole key. So the safer you drive, the more likely you are to save with these programs. There's a flip side to this, though, because if they're tracking your driving and they see you are doing some risky behaviors and speeding and things like that, it is possible that the insurance companies will raise your premium based on your driving behavior. So really know what kind of driver you are before you agree to be tracked.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger. Veronica, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.